Yeah, hi everybody, this is Danny Johnson and just wanted to have an awesome night with you guys tonight. We're calling you live from Jamaica, which is an awesome, beautiful, probably the most beautiful place that I've ever seen in my entire life, and I've seen most of the Caribbean and obviously Hawaii. And we're here in Jamaica just meeting some phenomenal people and beautiful faces and smiles and some of the most incredible, lush, beautiful mountains and trees and ocean and all that, and I'm not going to say any more about Jamaica to make any of you jealous. Anyway, my name is Danny Johnson. Tonight we're going to do things a little bit different. We're going to cover a multitude of different topics through the next 55 minutes that we're going to be on the phone together. We've got people on the phone internationally right now, and we've got people in Australia who just have woken up, as well as people from all over the place that it's in the middle of the night for them, and they do whatever they can to get on these live calls. And so I want to welcome you guys from all over the world, and especially all of you that are listening from the States and those of you that are listening tomorrow online. My name is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was an uneducated 19-year-old kid who did not have any bit of an idea about what I wanted to do with my life. I grew up in a home where my parents were totally abusive and drug addicts, and my father told me my whole life I was fat, ugly, I was never going to amount to anything, and I was stupid, and he pointed out everything that I ever did wrong. And so I wasn't somebody that had, like, a tremendous amount of confidence that thought that I could do anything, world, here I come. That wasn't the attitude that I had at 19 when I first heard about going into business for myself. And what was funny is that the person who introduced me, I told him, you know what, this sounds great for you, but it's definitely not for me, because I honestly did not think that people like me succeeded in absolutely anything. My biggest dream was to be married and have some kids and bake cookies for 4-H. I mean, there wasn't, I wasn't a dreamer. I wasn't somebody that had big aspirations to do something great. And so after several months of him persisting with me, I finally got the courage to get started, and I did. My first 6 months, I failed miserably. I went $25,000 in debt. I couldn't get my product off the ground, couldn't get other people to join joint venture with me in my business, and so none of it was working right. And then I heard about a seminar that was way too expensive. The timing of it was not right, and I honestly didn't think that I would get anything out of it. And I figured if I just kept trying hard enough that I'd eventually figure the thing out. Well, after 6 months of failure, the person who told me about it said, if you keep on this road, you're just going to fail. And so I scrambled the money together. It was going to cost me about $1,500 for the entire event for me to get there and for the event itself. And I scraped it together, went, came out, made $4,000 in 8 days. Shortly after that, brought a bunch of people back to another training seminar with me, made $11,000 the following check, then $15,000, then just under $21,000. Decided I wanted to go kind of complete my life and found out that the people that I were working with turned out to be a whole mess of crooks, and I could no longer follow nor support or promote something that people were lying to people about. And so I went off, got married, and the guy that I married changed his mind right after we got married. He drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name. And I had no income coming in. My business was stolen as a direct result of this marriage. And I wound up with no job, totally homeless, living out on a beach, which wasn't that bad. I could have been in Oakland, California. But living on a beach in Hawaii, living literally out of my car, showering in public places, it was a nasty, horrifying experience for me. And after several weeks of living, sleeping in public places, showering in public places, after doing this for a while, I just got upset with myself and decided to step up and do something different. And I started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, and my first 10 hours made $2,000. The next 30 hours made $6,540. The following month made over $10,000. By the end of my first year, made $250,000. And by the end of my second year, had made my first million, and I was only 23 years of age. Since then, I met my husband through the industry. I have 5 children. We have made an outrageous income being in business for ourselves, working part-time from home for many, many, many years. And we've done that through helping other people do the same exact thing. And so the person that invited you on the call tonight cared enough about you, your future, where you're headed, and where you've been to turn you on to a free service, a free website, which you can find us at DaniJohnson.com, which is D-A-N-I Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.com. That site, again, that's DaniJohnson.com, has over 50 hours of free training and equipping available for you that you can use for every area of your life. We have people that are using the free stuff on that site, learning, gleaning from it, applying it, getting promoted in their jobs, having their marriages be totally restored and healed, having better relationships with their children, being able to become very profitable in a small business or even a large business, being able to make some wise business decisions rather than going further in debt on a monthly basis. And so there's so much equipping and training that's available on that free site. And tonight basically is just going to be a live version of what you'll hear on those recorded messages when you go to the site. What we're going to do tonight, what we did last week, is very similar to what we're going to do tonight. The difference is I have a couple more rules as to how we're going to play this game. Right now we've got people waiting at our office, but if you were on my call last week, meaning that you were interactive with me last week, you were able to get in on the private 10 people that I was to coach one-on-one last week. If you were one of the people that I coached last week, then please do not call in on the moderator line. This is for a new 10, new bunch of people that were not able to get in on last week that that I'm going to talk to you directly. Now, here's what you're going to do. And again, we've got probably, I don't know, 1,000, 1,500 people on this phone right now between all the bridges that people bring in from various different companies, various different leaders and organizations. And especially if your leader brought you in on this call, I just can't tell you enough that you really need to honor, respect them. They've done a phenomenal, phenomenal job to outsource the training and development and motivation part of their business. They're leading by an awesome example by plugging you into this service because they found that it was most beneficial for you and for the duplication of your business and your people. And so definitely I hats off most amount of respect to those people who are bridging other people into the call. But we can only have 10 people that I'm going to be able to deal with in the next 50 minutes, okay? And so what you need to do right now is the first 10 people that call my office, which that phone number is area code 209-463-5210. If you call that office, they're going to give you a secret PIN number that's going to bring you into the call with me. You must be in a quiet place. You must not have any background noise, dogs barking. You cannot be on a cell phone. You cannot have your children around. You can't have anything that is going to interrupt our time together and interrupt the recording. And so basically, door is open. We're going to have 10 people get free one-on-one coaching, get any whatever question is that they have to ask. We're going to let them ask that right now live while everybody else is listening. So whether it's you need help with the script, you need help with prospecting, planning, time management, whatever it is that your issue is that you want to, you have a question about, you feel free to go ahead and ask that. But again, that's for the first 10 people. We have our office right now fielding those calls right now as I speak. And as you come online, I'll go ahead and ask you what your name is, where you're calling from, and then you'll state your question. So we're just going to give them a couple minutes. Call our office. Again, the number is 209-463-5210. If it's busy or if it goes to voicemail, just hang up and dial again. There's only so many lines that we have going into that office and so many people that we have answering that phone. So anyway, so the first 10 people that call in.
Okay.
All right. Do we have anybody on the line with me?
159.
Okay. Wait a minute, Laura. We can hear you. Oh, don't give that PIN number out to everybody listening anyway. Okay, is there anybody that Laura has patched in? Hello, is there anybody? I can hear the phones in our office ringing like crazy. Okay, no one has called in yet. Let's go ahead and wait and see. Okay. Oh, well, while we're waiting, I'll go ahead and give you guys a couple of announcements. I'm not sure yet if the prospecting and closing classes have closed out or if they're sold out or not, but I'll just give you guys a heads up on that. We're starting that July 5th. We've got a morning class and an evening class that's taking place for prospecting and for closing. And then, of course, Hans had mentioned that we'll be in Salt Lake City, Utah, July 16th and 17th. There's a tremendous amount of leaders that are plug in for that event. We will absolutely have a sold-out crowd there. There's no question. Okay, do I have anybody on the line yet with me? I don't hear anybody on the line yet. All righty. Well, maybe we have a wrong PIN number. We're going to find out here real quick. Okay, Laura, are you on the line with me? I heard you answering phones. John Paletti, are you on the line with me? Guys, I'm sorry, but we're going to go ahead and check this out, and then we'll see what's going on. Okay. All right, so I'm supposed to just, like, start talking about whatever. Isn't that terrible? Okay, so I know that there's people calling in, but I know that there is no way I can hear you because the PIN number obviously is not working unless you *6 your line. If you *6 your line, then I can't hear you. Okay, hello. Anybody there?
Hello, Danny. This is Ted.
Okay, Ted. Fitzgerald?
No.
No, a different Ted. Okay, what can I do for you, Ted?
My question is, I have a hard time getting people to show up for the call after I've read the first part of the script, got them to go to a call, and then when I call them back, they're never there.
Right. Okay. That, Ted, is extremely common. That's not an unusual thing. In fact, most of the people that are in my prospecting and closing classes, that is the most common thing that improves for those people. In fact, one of my clients out of Canada, she had 9 out of 10 people not show up for that appointment, meaning she'd go through the first script and then, you know, call them back to bring them to a conference call or bring them to through a web presentation, and 9 out of the 10 appointments that she set for herself would not show up. By the end of the 4 weeks, she had 9 out of 10 showing up, and she closed 6 out of 10 who took a look at the presentation. So the reason why I'm telling you that, Ted, is because, don't worry, there's hope. This is just an issue of skill, okay? It's just an issue of skill, and you can learn how, no question, you can tweak some things that are going to help to improve your ratios as far as people showing up for that presentation. Now, let me just give you a couple things right off the bat that are most common reasons why people do not show up for that appointment. Number one is because there was no trust established between you and that prospect. They probably, number two, they sense that maybe you were trying to sell them something. So why show up for that call if they're going to have to buy? Does that make sense?
Yes.
So what I would do if I were you, and I'm pretty sure that our prospecting and closing classes are both full, is record yourself and see if you sound like you're selling. See if you sound like a telemarketer. That is probably the highest reason why people will not show up for that follow-up call. And then the second highest reason is because there was no trust established, there was no relationship that was established on that first call, and they feel like, you know, you're out for something other than their best interest. Okay? So those are two places to start. I would absolutely record yourself and see if you sound like yourself. Do you sound too nice? Oftentimes when people are prospecting, and it's just awesome. I've seen and learned this through my prospecting and closing classes, because what I do, Ted, is I have my clients, my students that are on the class with me, they read me the script, and I can detect what the heck they're doing and the reason why people aren't showing up for that follow-up call. And so trust is one of them, selling is another one, and the other one is people sound too nice. You know, like when you're getting on the phone with them, and let's say, for example, you're on the phone with a janitor. You know, you ask the guy, you know, are you currently working from home? And he says, no. And then you say, all right, well, what do you do for a living? I'm a janitor. And if you say something like, well, that's awesome, he knows you're up to something because that's not awesome. If you were on the phone with, let's say, a brain surgeon, wow, that is awesome. That's unique. Not every day you get to talk to one of those. You know what I mean? So make sure that your responses kind of match what it is that they're saying so that you're not trying to sweet-talk them in or butter them up into it or anything like that, because they get off the phone going, you know, what's this guy all about? What does he want from me? So I would record yourself and see if you can detect any of what I've just given you to start off with. And then if I have time at the very end of the call, so stay on here, what I'll do is I'll have you read the script to me depending on the time.
Okay.
And I'll see what I can detect from there.
Thank you. That's
if you have the courage to let me do that. It does take courage. Okay. Okay, Ted, thanks for the question. I appreciate it. Anybody else out there with a question?
I have one.
Who are you?
This is Denise.
Hi, Denise. What can I do for you?
Hi. My question is, I'm just new to the industry, and it just seems like I've gotten off to kind of a slow start. Like, I've talked to different people, and, like, I give them the information. But it seems like I'm missing out on something because in talking with a number of different people, they just don't seem to see the potential with their company.
Okay, Denise, I've got a few questions to ask you. Number one, how many people exactly have you talked to?
I've been working with leads over the past 3 months, so I've talked with like over probably over 250 people.
250 people in 3 months?
Right.
That you've actually spoken to or that you dialed?
No, people that I've contacted.
Okay, so you had a live body on the other end of the phone.
Right.
Okay, now, Denise, the next question I have for you is when you are speaking to them, what kind of a script are you using?
I am just using one that just basically kind of gets some information from the person to see what they're looking for, and then I give them a little information on the company that I'm with and go from there.
Okay. Okay. And tell me, well, honestly, I think a script does make a difference as far as what script it is that you're using. And what's important to do, and if you go to my website, you'll find just a ton of different options on prospecting that will really help you to get started. But my question is how serious are you about building your business?
You know, it's interesting. My upline was talking to me about that, and I don't think I'm as serious as I should be. I kind of have more of a I'm just not really a salesperson, so I have a kind of a low-key approach, and so that probably comes off bad.
Oh, no, no, no. I appreciate the low-key approach. In fact, I have trained thousands of people to not sell. So you're perfect. That's not the issue.
Okay.
At all. I'm glad that you don't come across that way. That's perfect. And you shouldn't. Anyway, that's not what, especially if you're working leads, real important that you don't sound like the last 10 telemarketers that called the prospect.
Okay.
Makes sense. So that's perfect. But how serious you are does not determine how low-key you present it. Does that make sense?
It does.
So how serious are you about building your business?
If I had to say, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being high, probably like a 7.
Okay. All right. Well, honestly, Denise, I think you need to get yourself to a 10, and I think you really need to think about your future if you don't do your business. And where you're going to go if you don't build your business, and why you got started in this thing, and why you're pursuing it, and why in the world would you call 250 people in 3 months if you're at a 7? You know what I mean? It's like, dude, are you going to do this? Are you, in other words, are you going to build this to the place where you are going to make a 6 or a 7-figure income? Is that your desire for your business?
Oh, I definitely would like to. It's just sometimes it's hard to see that when I've had such a slow start.
Slow start, right. Okay, so let me ask you this. If I had not gone to school to become a surgeon and you had gotten into a car accident and you wound up in the emergency room and I was the doctor and my absolute disclaimer was, you know, I just got started and I've always wanted to be a doctor and I've seen it on TV, so it's okay, just don't worry, I'll do my best. How far do you think I would get with the scalpel on your body?
Not at all.
What would you be doing?
I'd be leaving right away.
You'd be limping your butt right out of that emergency room now, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Here's what's interesting, is that people, for some reason, they get started in a home-based business and they just don't realize that this is a skill just like any other professional skill that has been learned. Now, my question to you is have you ever gotten good or mastered something before in your life?
Yes.
Yes. And can you remember the first day of your first job?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And can you remember how uncomfortable it was?
Yeah.
And do you remember how embarrassing it was?
Mm-hmm.
And were you a little bit humiliated in the beginning?
Yeah.
And then by the end of the first week, were you better at it?
Uh-huh.
Were you more comfortable?
Yes.
By the end of the first month, were you pretty much on autopilot?
I was.
Do you want your business to be that way for you?
That would be great.
Do you believe that it can be?
I do.
It's a skill like anything else you've ever learned, and that's all that it is. And so right now, you probably have been winging it for the last 3 months, you know, just, you know, someone threw you a script. He said, this is where you get your leads, and go for it, right?
Uh-huh.
For pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to learn to earn a professional income, to make a professional income, then obviously you've got to get yourself some professional training. And that's what happened to me. My first 6 months, you heard in the beginning of the call, my first 6 months I failed miserably. Miserably. I went $25,000 in debt because I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I was going in this direction and that direction and this direction and that direction. I was talking to tons of people and everybody said no. I talked to hundreds of people and everyone said no. And then I heard about a $1,500 seminar. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. It's not working for me now. Let me earn the money first. But there was a vicious circle of failure because I did not know what I was doing. Once I learned how to do it, and I learned it through training seminars, once I learned how, I got it good and made an absolute fortune. So I believe that if you've got the desire, then if you're willing to plug into training systems and go the extra mile to get the learning as fast as you possibly can, you will watch your skill improve fast and you'll turn a profit immediately. But if you keep doing the same thing that you've been doing for the last 3 months, what do you think is going to happen in the next 3 months?
Nothing.
You got it, baby. And is that an option for you?
No.
No way in hell. So the only option is to do something different. And so on the website, we've got probably 25 hours of calls on prospecting. That's enough to get your feet wet. July 16th and 17th, we're going to be in Salt Lake City, Utah. That's a two-day format intensive program, kind of like a college-crammed course in 2 days. You will come out of there with the prospecting ability that will shock your brains off. You'll be blown away, and you'll look back and you'll go, I can't even believe I ever thought this wasn't going to work. That's what you're going to say to yourself because you'll see how it's just a couple little things to tweak that make the biggest difference, and then all of a sudden you're at a totally different playing field. So, and you will get there, I promise. Everybody does who doesn't quit and applies themselves. So, and I know you've got that much fortitude inside of you, right?
Yeah, I do.
Awesome. Okay, baby. Well, that's what I'm going to advise you to do is get to the site, get that free training that's there. I would get the script book that's there. That's huge, huge stuff in that script book that can absolutely help you turn your numbers better, and you'll have more people showing up, more people signing up, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
It's just training, baby, and you can learn that.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Denise. Okay, who's next?
Hi, Danny.
Who are you?
I'm Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa. What can I do for you?
My problem is this, Danny. I've had all the motivation tapes. I have your script book, and I listen to motivation tapes all the time. And the phone seems like it weighs 1,000 pounds.
Uh-huh. I totally understand. So, Vanessa, what do you think you should do about that?
Pick it up.
Maybe go put it on the scale. I totally understand, honey, and I can tell you there are so many six- and seven-figure income earners out there that felt the same exact way when they first got started. I had times through my career where the phone felt like it weighed 1,000 pounds. But you know what? I wish I had time right now to do this with you, but I don't. You have to look at yourself and say, okay, why the heck am I afraid to pick up that phone?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, what if you did know? What would the answer be?
It'd be just do it.
No way. But if you did know why you were afraid of the phone, what would the answer be?
I don't know.
What if I don't know wasn't an answer or an option? What would the answer be? Why in the world are you afraid of the phone?
Rejection.
Okay, so I guess you did know. You just didn't want to say it. Why are you afraid of them rejecting you?
I just can't figure that out.
No, but what if you could? What would the answer be?
Procrastination.
No, why are you afraid of some stranger in his boxer shorts with this bag of Cheetos and his Diet Pepsi and his remote control that's all worn out, afraid of telling you no?
That's so true.
Why?
I have no clue.
Does it make any sense to you?
No, it doesn't.
Now, what can he do?
Can't do a thing.
Does it seem kind of silly to you?
Yes, it does now.
Now, have you ever been rejected before?
Yeah, plenty of times.
Right. All right, did you live?
Yes.
Check your pulse to make sure.
I love you. I love you.
Just check. Make sure. Okay, can hear you. I can hear you breathing. I think you're still alive. Now, let me ask you this. You've been rejected before, but the question was it worth it?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what's so awesome, is that you are in a business where you can dramatically change you and your family's whole life, Vanessa.
Yes.
Huge forever. Now, I cannot think of a better risk to take with rejection, with some stranger in his boxer shorts sucking on a Diet Pepsi, eating an entire bag of Cheetos, watching his favorite reruns of Seinfeld. Okay? And he's out in, like, I don't know, Kentucky. Okay? I cannot think of a better risk to take for your family, because let me tell you what's going to happen if you don't get over it. And that's really what this is about. Get over it. What if you don't get over it? Well, 2005 is going to end exactly like 2004.
We don't want that.
And it may end exactly like 2000.
No, we don't want
that. And it may end exactly like 1980 did.
Oh, my God.
Okay? That's if you don't get over it. And so what you have to look at is, wait a minute, okay, so rejection, is it a risk? Is it real? Yes, it's actually fabricated in your mind and only in your mind, afraid of some stranger saying no. Let me tell you about the stranger that's saying no. He's clueless. Just because he doesn't have the brains, nor the audacity, nor the ability, even though he doesn't have the vision, he doesn't have the courage, the strength, the inner tenacity to step up and do something better for his life, does that mean that you shouldn't pick up the phone and do something for yours?
That is awesome.
Right?
You're right.
Why in the world would we let somebody else that we don't even know, who does not even have a vision for his own future, nor the courage to step up and do something about it, with him saying, no, I'm not interested, make a damper on you and your children's future?
Mm.
It shouldn't. He and or she is not worth it. Their lack of vision cannot, will not tarnish your vision. And so the rejection, my friend, is part of it. We cannot go through this business or this life expecting for things to be easy, for things to go smoothly. We cannot expect to go through this life without any bumps, holes in the road, big potholes, speed bumps, disasters. There's always going to be those things, and it's how you deal with those things. And so the next time you look at that phone, I want you to think to yourself, now hold on a second. The risk of not moving forward is much greater than the risk of some guy with a big old beer belly in Kentucky telling me no.
So true.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
All right, baby.
Thank you so
Bless
much.
Bless you.
I love you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Danny.
Okay, who's next?
Hi, Danny.
Yes.
Hey, Brent.
Okay, there was, I heard Cool One. I heard her second, but who was the first woman that stepped out?
Brandy.
Brandy, what can I do for you?
Hi, Danny. I just want to say I'm, like, starstruck here. I'm so glad to be speaking with you. I just had a quick question. I market a service.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous, sorry.
That's okay.
I'm looking to get some members, by doing presentations
awesome.
At small businesses, like
uh-huh.
daycare centers. I wanted to see what you would recommend that I what would you recommend that I
say to them?
For like closing them and how to get the members to sign up right then and there.
Okay.
See if they're interested, you know.
Okay. Brandy, do you have my script book?
Not yet.
Oh, Brandy. Okay. Yo, gosh.
Yeah.
There's a script on page 4.
Okay. For members.
There's a script on page 4.
Okay.
That you're going to read to everybody you ever present your opportunity to.
Okay.
So whether it is a one-on-one in a coffee shop, whether it is in a business doing a presentation about your service,
mm-hmm.
whether it is in a hotel, whether it is on the phone doing a conference call, setting up an appointment with somebody that you send to a website, this script is going to be used every single time you show somebody your presentation.
Okay.
Meanwhile, go to my site, find any calls that are done on closing, and you'll hear me interact with people on the closing. Okay? But you're going to ask, depending on how many people, if there's two people in that meeting, you're going to ask all six questions that are on page four.
Okay.
If you have more than three people on that, three or more people, you're going to ask question number three, and you're going to ask question number six.
Okay.
And that's it. Because there's an element when you have a room full of people like that, there's an element that exists that doesn't exist when there's only two, and that is fear of loss.
Right.
And so, therefore, you don't need to build up the eager desire for someone to sign up right there on the spot. And so this is what I want to encourage you to do. First of all, Brandy, you just step up and act like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You just, like, pretend. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. I've been at this a long time. You know what I mean? You just walk into it like you know what you know your stuff and you know where you're going and you know what you're doing. That's going to carry 100,000 more miles than someone who has all the right words to say and doesn't have a clue as why they're in the business or why they're even doing it.
Okay.
Okay? So you just pretend. Have you ever played make-believe?
Yes.
Were you ever good at it?
Wow. It's been a while.
But were you good at it, Brandy?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We've all done it. So I want you to walk into that place, into that business, and act like you know what you're doing.
Okay.
And so as soon as your meeting is all done,
mm-hmm.
Okay, what I want you to do is you just say, okay, folks, I just have a couple quick questions I need to ask you.
Okay.
And you set them, you know, you sit down with them, or, you know, maybe they're already in a circle or a half circle because you just finished doing this meeting.
Right.
And you go through, and you're trying to present a service and not the business.
Right. I want to get members on for the service.
Okay. Okay. So this is what you can say. What did you like about what you just saw? They're going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the next person. What did you like about what you saw? That's question number one on the script book.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the next question you can ask them would be, for example, if it's just two people, you say, well, tell me more about what you liked about the service. And they'll go ahead and tell it. And then you say, okay, great, fill out the application. It's an assumption close.
Okay.
Great, here's the application for the service. You sit down quietly. You don't sell the service anymore. You just hand them their application. Great, here's your application for the service.
And then you just hand over
the... You sit there, and then if someone's looking at you, they're not filling out, you say, do you need a pen?
Right. Okay.
Hand them a pen.
Okay.
And it's an assumption close.
Okay.
And then that's it. I mean, once they fill out that application, aren't they enrolled in the service?
Right. They would need to, there's a $20 deposit or application fee.
Mm-hmm. Right. You say, okay, well, whatever method of payment you'd like to put with that application is fine with me. We'll take cash or Visa or MasterCard.
And then you would just handle the rebuttals as they come.
Yes.
Like,
and again, the script book has the CD on the very back of it has all about handling objections and all that stuff.
Okay.
Yep. So the basic objections you're going to get are like, you know, I can't afford it, or do I have to purchase this every month?
Mm-hmm.
How is this different from any other service, right?
Right.
Okay.
So
questions
I have all
like,
that in the presentation.
Right. So there you go.
Yeah.
So the main thing that I would do is I would include stories with whatever objection is that they're going to give you. So if they say, you know, what's the difference between this service and XYZ service, you just say, you know what, I don't really know about that. All I know is I got started on this service, and this service has really worked wonders for me. Let me tell you about a couple of my clients. It's worked great for them. For any reason you're not satisfied, you can cancel the service at any time. So you're ready to get yourself started so you can, well, I don't know what your service is, but, you know, whatever the benefit of the service is.
I'm going to tell you.
No, you can't.
Okay.
There's a lot of people listening.
Well, about what we offer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably not a good idea.
Okay,
Brandy, I hope that gets you started in the right direction.
It does. Thank you so much, Dani.
Sure. Okay, cool. Watch. Girl, what can
I do
for you?
Hey, Dani, how are
you? It's always awesome to hear your voice. I was thinking about you the other day.
Okay. Well, first of all, Dani, I want to thank you for helping me connect with Lord the Almighty.
Oh,
and,
awesome.
Also helping me believe in myself again. I feel like a brand new person, and I could not have done that without your help and guidance.
Wow.
So I cannot tell you, I don't have the words of, you know, to express my thanks. And
well, thank you.
I know I'm on my way, you know, on my journey to success, doing the right things. I'm trying to implement everything that I've learned from you through the first steps, through the dynasties and everything. Now I need your help. The challenge that I'm having, once I've enrolled the people,
uh-huh.
I give them the homework.
Right.
And then I'm having a challenge where they're not doing the homework, or when I go to call them back, They're either not there or they're not answering the phone or they're not replying to emails. How do I take them to the next level, or how do I get them to be responsible for their end while
okay.
I'm responsible for my end?
Okay. It's a great question. And honestly, you're just doing a great job step by step. You know what I mean? It's like every single step you're making improvement, you're moving forward, you're making things happen, and I'm so proud of you to have watched you over this last year do that. Okay, so one of the things, I know you probably are already doing this first part, but I don't want to assume anything. When they're not there, you know, and you've made the appointment, let's say you signed them up, you made the appointment for them to do their homework, right? And you're basically just giving them a couple simple steps, and you and I have gone through what the steps are, right? You haven't added anything to those steps, correct?
No.
Okay, so you send them to the DannyJohnson.com website.
Yes.
You get them to make a list of goals.
Yes.
Right? You get them to make their list of resources, and then you set the appointment up to talk to them the next day.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, so if they're not there, then the message that you would leave would be something like, "Hi, cool one, this is Danny. I'm just, you know, it's 9:30, the time that you and I were supposed to meet on the phone. I hope you're okay. I hope something didn't happen. I hope some tragedy didn't happen to your family. Please call me back and let me know that you're all right, because I know, you know, you're not the kind of person that would just flake on an appointment. So please call me back and let me know that you're okay." You're going to get people that will call you back with that kind of a message.
Okay.
Saying, "I care about you. What happened? Because I know, you know, you're not the kind of person that would not just leave me hanging like this, or you're not the kind of person that would not honor your word," right? So you want to leave that kind of a message. You'll have people that will wind up calling you back out of that. Then what you'll find out, Kuwant, what happens is that when people start, when they flake on that next appointment, they've gotten cold feet is what's happened. They just got scared. They got to thinking about it. They talked themselves out of it. They talked to maybe a couple people, their wife or their husband or whatever, and they got cold feet. And that's what you'll find. Is that maybe when those people call you back after, you know, you leave that kind of a message, no, my family's fine, I'm really sorry, I just got to thinking about it, I don't really think this is for me, right, is typically what you're going to wind up hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you would say something like, "Really, why, now what is it about, why do you say that?"
Mm-hmm.
"Well, you know, I just don't know if I can do it." Now what you're doing is just handling objections again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And reclosing them.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, bringing them back to why they originally looked at it. And
Right, and really getting to the bottom line as to what their fear is.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us are like, "You know, I just don't know if I could really do it." Well, why do you say that? What do you think it is that we do?
Yeah. So if they don't, like, let's say respond at all, this is if they respond, right?
Uh-huh.
But if they don't respond and I've left two, three messages, then I just move on and that's it?
Yeah, I would say that the next message that you would leave with them is, "Okay, this is just a courtesy call. This is the last time I'm calling you."
Mm-hmm.
"And I just wanted to tell you that I really enjoyed working with you. The amount of time that we did get to work together is for, and I believe that you were very, you know, committed and serious about building your home-based business," and repeat their needs, strengths, and goals back to them again.
Mm-hmm.
"And just say, just to let you know, this is the last time I'm calling you. I'll just let you know that, you know, I am looking for a project for the month. And if I hear back from you, then I definitely can have you somewhere in the running for that position. But if I don't hear from you, then I'm sorry, you're going to wind up in that project's sales force."
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. So I hope I can hear from you. Other than that, God bless you. I hope you find what you're looking for, and I'll talk to you soon. Goodbye.
And if they do call you back and they say, "Okay, I want you to help me with this, this, this," and yet they have not gone to your site and they haven't listened to the calls, should I refuse to help them set the appointments and say, "First, you need to do that"?
Well, chances are, if they're not willing to go to a website, right, and listen to some training, what makes you think that they're actually going to take any other step?
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? What level of seriousness do they really have?
It's because then they're depending just on me, so I'm going back to the old way where I'm going to be overwhelmed again and not, you know, do the things that I'm supposed to do.
Right. And so the question I have for you is, what kind of a sales force do you want to develop? Do you want to develop a people that are, you know, waiting for you to do everything for them, or are you wanting to develop a people that can walk and talk on their own?
Yeah.
walk and talk on their own. So when you get to somebody and they say, no, I haven't had a chance yet to go to that website, really, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would just simply explain. You say, you know what, I'm really sorry. I may not have explained the importance of what it is that we're going to be doing together. This is just like you've just gotten a job.
Mm-hmm.
And with a new job, there are hours, there are procedures, there's things that have to get done. Otherwise, you're going to wind up firing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that you did not get started in this to fail. And that's one of my, like, old-time, man, I've used that thing so many times, it's pathetic. I know, Cool Want, that you did not get into this to fail.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way that you're going to be able to succeed is if you follow the steps that I'm going to give you so that you can have an easier way of building your business. So I've got two ways you can do this. I've got the easier, most profitable way of least resistance, or I've got most resistance, no profits, and hard. Which way do you want, Cool Want?
Yeah.
And balls back in their court.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm real sorry. Maybe I didn't express to you the importance of this, but 90% of your training is going to come from this website over here, so I need you to start on that right away. Meanwhile, let's go ahead and you know, and there's nothing wrong, Cool Want, with you doing some three ways with them listening. That's not going to hurt anything. Or what I've done in the past, I'll say, okay, well, go listen to it right now and call me back when you're done.
Yeah.
Call me back in an hour.
Yeah, what I catch myself doing is I do their work for them. Like And I'm still doing that, and I catch myself doing that. Yeah.
I'm going to spank you. I'm coming to Toronto. I'm going to get you.
When?
No, I'm not. Not anytime in 2005, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so, yeah, no, you can't go there. You just, you know, lay it on the line. You say, okay, you didn't get a chance. Okay, go do it right now. I'll call you back in 1 hour, because that's how much time it's going to take you to listen to that call.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I've got some more interviews to do for that project position. I need you to listen to that call first.
Excellent.
Okay, girl. All right, I got to move on to the next one. It's awesome hearing your voice. Okay, who is the next person?
Shay from Ohio.
Ooh, who is that from Ohio?
Shay.
Shay from Ohio, what can I do for you?
My problem is time management.
Okay.
We took a vacation at the beginning of June, and it seems that I'm overwhelmed with all the leads that I've gotten. How far back should I go with those leads, and what kind of a script should I use on them since it's been a couple of weeks that I have been, I've got received the leads, and I don't want my money to go to waste, so... How can I direct my time towards the ones I'm getting now versus
Well, I would get on the phone and call the freshest people now and then just pound the phone like crazy. Make the decision that you're not going to let any of those leads go to waste.
Okay.
So you start with the freshest, go all the way back. And you know what I mean? Have you ever had crunch time? Did you go to college?
Yes.
Shay, and did you ever have midterms?
Yes.
Did you have finals?
Yes.
No way. And during those times, what kind of hours did you have to put in?
Crazy hours.
No way. So, honey, it's cram time.
It's just hard because I have three boys, and they consume all my time.
Well, Shay, let me tell you something.
Do I say to the people to apologize that I have not gotten to them?
You don't need to say a word.
Okay.
You don't need to say a word. I'm sorry. Our advertising campaign was extremely successful. There's a lot of people waiting for me to get back to them.
Okay.
You tell me, if I said that to you, what would you be thinking?
Hey, I want to do this business.
Okay, now, if I said, I'm so sorry, I was on vacation and I have three boys that are very demanding and I'm just doing the best I can to get back to people.
Right.
I don't know. What do you think is going to get them, Shay?
The advertising with these.
No way. You mean, don't lead your business with excuses.
Okay.
Lead them with a vision.
Okay.
And the vision is that, you know what, we have had outrageous response to our advertising campaign. There are thousands of people right now looking for a home-based business. We're getting back to everybody in the order that the calls were basically received. So I'm sorry, got to get to you, you know, here's the deal. Get through that script as quickly as you possibly can and use the script on page 2 for every single one of them.
I have your script book. It's wonderful.
Use that. So like when you say, you know, what can I do for you? You know, and they'll say, well, you know, I'm just kind of looking for information. You say, you know what, I just want to apologize ahead of time. Our advertising campaign has been outrageously successful. I have been overwhelmed with the response. I am not able to get back to everybody. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Okay.
Okay. All right, girl.
Thank you.
All right. Go, go, go. It's cram time.
Thank you so much.
All right, girl. Okay, who's next?
This is Victoria.
Victoria, go for it.
Hey, Danny. Well, first I wanted to say that I absolutely love First Steps and Dynasty, and you just rock. I think there was a theme kind of going on in the beginning, and I feel the same kind of theme is that, you know, it's your why, you know, and you always hear your why has to be big enough to get over your fears, you know, and mixed in with that is your conviction and your belief and all that kind of stuff. What do you do when you when the phone does feel like 1,000 pounds, or when you just feel like you're really down in the dumps and nothing's going right? How do you kind of flip that switch and get back into that clarity and have that vision so that when you're talking to people, you know, they want to go with you as opposed to bringing your needs, because I know you can't bring your needs to the marketplace. You got to bring your wants. And so how do you kind of?
That's a good line. Where did you hear that?
Yeah, I wonder.
That's really good. Okay, Victoria, have you ever gotten mad?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever just gotten like, that's it? I got it. You ever gotten there?
Oh, yeah.
Then you need to get there, and you need to get over it. I know you're shocked I said that to you. But Victoria, this is where it's at. Whatever leads you to that place of the phone feeling like 1,000 pounds, stay away from that.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to start thinking about what you're thinking about. And what happens is that you start entertaining thoughts. And just go down this road with me. Here you are. You're like, bam, man, things are happening. I'm loving life. I'm going to do this thing. I got vision. I got conviction. I've got passion. I know where I'm going, right?
Right.
What happened to that road?
Right. It could be an excuse or a distraction or
right.
whatever.
And so when you entertain the excuse or the distraction, what happens?
Yeah, you spiral down.
No way. It takes you down a completely different road, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So what do you advise yourself to do?
Get back into the thought, get back into what was happening, how I was feeling when I was entertaining those other thoughts, when I was entertaining, I've got vision, I've got passion, this can work.
Yes. And so, but let's go back there. That's saying that you're already down the road. I'm saying don't even go there. Don't even take a bite of that fruit.
Right.
Okay? I don't know what your spiritual background is. But one of my favorite all-time greats of faith was Abraham. And my favorite book says about him that he did not even entertain, the fact that he was promised a son, and he was 90, had never had a son before, with his wife. He said he did not even entertain the deadness of his wife's womb, did not even entertain the fact that he had not yet received the promise that was given him. So what does that mean? That means don't even go there, honey.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. Are you married?
No. Single.
Oh, girl. You got nothing going in your way. Okay, so I want you to imagine this. I want you to pretend for a second that you are married, right? And some guy, all right, you've got the man of your dreams, and some guy is trying to sweep you off your feet. Another man. Should you even go there?
Right.
Why should you not even go there?
Right.
Tell me why.
Well, because I already have a good thing going on. I don't want to jeopardize that. I don't want to lose that.
You said the word. I don't want to jeopardize it.
Yeah.
Do you want to jeopardize your goals, your dreams, your vision, your passion?
No way.
Then don't even entertain the tempter leading you down the road of destruction. The destruction of the vision, the passion, the goals, the dreams. Are you with me?
Yeah, kind of like binding up these things on earth.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, Victoria, what I'm telling you is you cannot even go there. It's not an option.
You're just staying in the conviction, hey, I've made the decision, this is where I'm going, done deal.
Exactly. When those thoughts start to come in, you take every thought captive. You're like, sorry, this doesn't belong here. I'm not going backwards. I'm going forward. And you just keep forging ahead.
And that's where the clarity will come in, and
your
skills will improve, and it'll just
absolutely.
Be that,
absolutely. That's where attitude is absolutely everything.
Yeah.
That's where that comes in. Good question. Okay, who's next?
This is Melva from Phoenix.
Hi, Melva from Phoenix. What can I do for you?
Okay, now, I'm not afraid to pick up the phone, you know.
You go, girl.
I get on the phone, and I do the script, and it goes really well. In fact, your script is really good. And the problem that I'm coming across is the follow-up. I mean, I'll schedule the appointments with them, and, you know, maybe one or two will be there. And I make It's between 10, 20 calls a day.
Okay.
Talking to people.
How many appointments are you setting per day?
Everyone I talk to just about.
Okay, so if you talk to 10 people, you're saying 2 are there for the follow-up?
Yeah, or 5.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not really good, and that's the point that I'm like, what am I doing wrong?
Right, that's okay. Okay, so you're saying that, did you say 2 or 5?
About maybe 5. I mean, but most of them are not there. The phone just rings and...
So you're saying 5 out of 10 of them don't show?
Yeah.
Girl, what are you whining about?
Is that good?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's really good.
Oh, man, I thought it was terrible. But
no.
The script is so good, and I'm on the phone, and I know what I'm saying. What can I do for you? And then you got a pen and paper handy, and that cuts it right off. And you just keep right on reading, it's reading it. And it goes so well, and it's like, okay, am I doing so? I just
no, 5 out of 10 is not bad. I think that's great. It's you're doing great. Now, there, what I told Ted in the beginning of this call, those are the things I want you to look at, okay? Am I establishing trust? Am I sounding too nice? Am I trying to sweet talk them into the business? Or do I sound like a salesman? Those are questions to ask yourself, maybe record yourself when you fine-tune that, which is basically what I do in my prospecting and closing classes, that we, you know, I listen to everybody, read that, not everybody, but I listen to those that I call on to read that to me, and I can discern, you know, is there trust, are they selling, or, you know, are they sounding too sappy sweet? And so that can help you. I don't know if my classes are full or not, but that can give you a start to listen, to record yourself. But 5 out of 10, girl, you're not doing bad at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
You did better, but I trust you, so I believe it.
Yeah, no, I know what the numbers are that people do. You're doing a good job. You're doing a real good job. Okay, cool. Who's got the next one?
Hey, Danny. It's Jerry in Florida. How you doing?
Hi, Jerry in Florida. What can I do for you?
Okay. Here's a... I think my situation might be a little unique. I'm a cab driver right now.
Cool.
Yeah, so I get lots of fresh people all the
time. Yeah, you do. Every few minutes.
Yeah, every few minutes.
That's awesome.
I talk with them, and I draw them out a little bit, but there invariably ends up being these big, long, pregnant pauses, and I don't quite know how to get that, you know, to reestablish the... You know, I stay in control pretty well, but I get these big, long, blank pauses.
Sure. Okay. Jerry, this is a great question. And to be honest with you, that happens a lot with the people that are in my prospecting and closing classes. Very similar. And can you imagine how much more uncomfortable it would be if you were on the phone and there would be these big, long, drawn-out, pregnant pauses?
Well, I do the leads up.
Okay, awesome. Okay, just to kind of get you started in the right direction, the main thing that you want to look at is you're saying you're doing a pretty good job staying in control of the conversation. Then if you are truly, genuinely interested in that prospect, just in who they are, not just how do I sign you up, how am I going to get your phone number, If those are the two things that are in your head, yes, you will have those long, drawn-out pauses, okay, because you're running out of ways to coerce them into what you want to get out of them, right? If you are truly, genuinely interested in them, the conversation has no problem being extremely fruitful, and here's why. For example, let's say that you had a cocktail waitress get into your cab, right? Most people, and it happens with the scripts with the leads, most people, like, for example, if you were prospecting me and you said, are you currently working from home, I'd say, no. Okay, well, what do you do for a living? I'm a cocktail waitress. Oh, really, how long? That is, I would say, a month and a half. Oh, okay. What do you like about it? Well, if someone's been a cocktail waitress for a month and a half and you're truly genuinely interested in them, what would be the next obvious question?
What do you like about being a cocktail waitress?
No, how about what did you do before? Now, doesn't that open up to a whole other conversation?
Sure it does.
I would say I worked for JCPenney. Really, what did you do for them? I did custom decorating. What kind of decorating? Oh, we did window treatments and carpet. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
When you get genuinely interested in them and the object is to keep them going, it's so simple to come up with questions to ask them. instead of get out of your mind, I want your phone number so I can sign you up. If you get that out of your head, it is amazing what a whole new world opens up right before your eyes, and they start spilling their guts, and they almost come out and say, please recruit me by telling me that I can use my skills of talking to people, and I can make an extra $30,000 a year working part-time from home so I can be home with my kids. And you'll see it'll unfold right before your eyes. And again, this is practice. It really does. Not only that, your tips are going to increase, by the way. Your tips will absolutely increase. I've had other cab drivers as well as people in the food service industry that have emailed us saying, my tips have doubled since I started listening to the North Carolina tapes. All because they've gotten whoever was right in front of them to just open up and blab. And they're getting tipped more money.
Excellent.
Yes, so let me know about the raise on both parts. Okay, I got time for question number 10. Who are you? There's one more person. Oh, last call. Last call, that's it. All right, we had 9, and it's almost the top of the hour. Okay, cool. Hey, I want to thank Ted, Denise, Vanessa, Kawant, Brandy, Shay, Victoria, Melva, and Jerry. Thanks so much, you guys, for being on the call with me tonight and asking your questions. It takes a lot of courage to step out when you know you got 1,000 or more people listening from all over the world and that this is being recorded. You guys all did a great job stepping out, asking questions that are very personal, near and dear to your heart, as well as kind of being vulnerable on the spot with me, and I appreciate you doing that. And I hope that I was able to help in any way, shape, and form that was able to help you move forward, or at least give you direction on where to go and how to move forward. Listen, guys, next week is July 4th. It is a holiday. There is no Monday night call with DannyJohnson.com. There is no 5 o'clock call, and there is no 7 o'clock call, California time. Next Monday, July 4th, you all should be with your families that night, as I will be with my family that night. So I wanted to give you guys a heads up. No call on July 4th. And then, again, we'll see you guys in Salt Lake City, Utah, the 16th and 17th. Again, if you guys are planning on going to that event, do not wait. It will be a sold-out crowd, and I would hate it if you got a flight but didn't get yourself registered and we could not let you into the room, only because of the fact that the room was too packed out and we couldn't fit another person. Otherwise, the fire marshal would be after us. So please don't make that mistake of not having your seat secured. That would just be a tragedy, absolute tragedy. And then for those of you that I'll be talking to next will be next Tuesday, July 5th, on the prospecting class at 9 a.m. Pacific time, and then again at 4 o'clock Pacific time for the evening class. And so I'm looking forward to talking with you guys. Make sure that you get your homework in. I know that you guys have all received emails of what your homework assignment is and when I need it by. I need those assignments. Otherwise, I cannot customize that class for you. So please make sure that you guys get those homework assignments in so that I can work directly with you guys and help to improve your game one-on-one and to improve your numbers all the way around your business. So other than that, guys, I just want to wish you an awesome week. I pray that God completely prospers you, that he blesses you, that you get great wisdom, that you have significant breakthrough in your business, whatever it is that you're struggling over, that it will no longer be the issue, that you decide to make the decision to get over it, move forward, and do something different for the next weeks to come. So let's open up the lines and everybody say good night and God bless.
Thanks so much.
Okay.